Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and it is always an absolute pleasure for Tom, my business partner, and I to share these amazing, amazing people with you that we are blessed to be able to interview on a regular basis. And today is no exception. It's an awesome, awesome time. And I just want to make sure that we have Luna Living Recovery on. Let me just look because I don't have them connected yet. I have to release their mic. Okay, we do. I see them. So I'd like to just back up a moment and let you know that we received a call the other day from a person. And when this happens, Tom and I like to just take a really short time to share because it means a lot to us and to this mission of 25 years, which simply means that this person called and they had been looking for a natural health practitioner, and without getting into all the details, and they had gotten in touch with us some months ago, and they were inquiring and we gave them some information. They went ahead and followed through, and the call was really to say to us that things went really, really well for them, and they just felt so appreciative for being able to have the connection and find out the information that otherwise would have been somewhat difficult to find out. So, and I'll just mention Lori. I think she's listening. And Lori, I'd just like to say thank you. As I mentioned, it's always wonderful to hear the good stories of people reaching out for different ways to take care of themselves and their families, because what's happening in the world, as many of us know, people are searching for that. They're searching for more of a mother-father nature way of taking care of their bodies and their minds and their spirits for themselves and their families. And just a little note, if my voice is a little scratchy, it's just because for some reason when I'm in Florida, which is where the show is being aired today in the Clearwater, Sarasota area, it so happens that something goes on and I sound like a little bit of a frog. So, okay, I'd like to just go ahead and open the mic here for our guests. First of all, I'd like to say that Luna Living Recovery focuses on healing the brain first. Now, when we talk about that, it's interesting because people look and they'll say, well, okay, we understand a little bit about that, but I'm going to go ahead and open the mic and go ahead and bring them in. I think it's going to be Wendy, who is the Chief Executive Officer and Founding Partner. So let me go ahead and do this. Okay, hopefully we have Wendy. Are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me, Marcia.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I hope you can hear me okay. I don't know if you're following the weather, but there has been hurricane energy is going on in Florida, and so we're just sort of moving around all of that. So it's a wonderful time to actually take, and I'm getting some messages in from people because what I do is I get emails in as we're doing the show, and I already have some wonderful questions. And I think what we're going to do first, Wendy, is can you tell a little bit about exactly what you are doing there in the Cleveland, Ohio area. Actually, if you'd give the exact location, that would be awesome.
Great. Well, Luna Living is an accredited outpatient medical facility located in Bainbridge, Ohio, which is about 30 minutes from the Cleveland Airport. And we are a facility where we practice a blend of evidence-based medicine along with a novel addition of an NAD detox, so Nancy Adam David detox. And NAD is a coenzyme that already exists in our body and is quite often depleted in the body of an addict. So at our facility, we deliver it intravenously so that we can restore their appropriate levels, which really has a healing impact on the brain.
And Wendy, what, here I'm just looking, one question that a person has is, what actually led you and whomever else was involved to start such a wonderful venture?
Well, I myself am in remission from my addiction for just over 30 years, and I never really subscribed to the principle of anonymity, so I was quite open about my addiction. And as my career evolved, I became a Fortune 500 turnaround specialist, and I was often hired by the board to do global turnarounds. And at the time I'd be hired, the board would always ask me why I thought I could do a turnaround in a new industry, and I'd often say, well, because I am an addict and an alcoholic, and that was really tough, and this is just business. And inevitably, I got a second career along the way, which was I would get a call from the board to say that one of my colleagues or peers had a problem with addiction. And while it's nice to think that people can go away for 30, 60, or 90 days of treatment, that's really not the case at corporate America. I mean, it's really difficult to get away, and most people at that level do not want to sacrifice their career. So I was on a mission for a very long period of time to look for a solution that would allow an executive in particular to be able to receive the treatment they need, address the biochemical underpinnings of the disease in a way that would be meaningful to them in a personalized sort of way, and have it be done on an outpatient basis. So that led me to NAD, which was used quite extensively in the United States in the 30s, 40s, and 50s for opiate and alcohol detox. We knew it worked, but it sort of got pushed by the side in favor of methadone, specifically for opiate detoxes. So we know it's safe. That's the great thing. It's been used worldwide now for over a century. No one's ever died from it. It can't be diverted from misuse. And the extraordinary benefit that you receive is that in a very, very short period of time, a day, detox symptoms are minimized significantly, 70 to 80%. And detox symptoms are always going to be the barrier to entry to detox, initially at least. So with those symptoms mitigated and with cravings reduced to sometimes zero by the fourth day, clarity is restored very early on. And that physiological component of the disease managed very early in the process, what it allows for is meaningful therapeutic activity to take place because the brain's not fighting with the body.
And this is the here's another comment by a person in regards to really what you're saying. When someone is actually experiencing an addiction, are you finding, I'm looking at this other, I'm just watching a couple of questions that are coming in. She's asking, are you finding that the people who are coming to you are people who are actually she's wording it differently. She's saying, are they coming to you for the first time, or have they gone through, have they gone through, you know, numerous other opportunities for healing and then come to you?
We have, I would say that we have 40% of our guests at the facility have never been to treatment before, and in a lot of instances, they do not have any external manifestations of the disease. In other words, their life has not hit rock bottom, has not become unmanageable. They do not have to fail first in order to get here. And I'd argue that the whole fail first strategy is a bad one. As a result of that, we have a system failure across the United States costing $1 trillion. So about 60% are going to be, I guess you would want to say, serial relapsers. We do not use the word relapse in our facility. We call it interruptions. But people who have tried other programs and have been unsuccessful and then come to Luna Living for our 90-day outpatient program, the first 10 days of which is a medical detox. You would say, well, who does a medical detox for an opiate? Do they really come back? They all come back. And the reason they come back is because they feel physically, they feel very good. So they're inspired to continue on the journey, which is another added benefit. So, I mean, we have a good blend of both. But I would say that we've treated some very important executives, and their businesses think they're on vacation with their family because they're still working remotely while they're at their at our facility.
And, okay, here's another one. Are you finding that who is coming to you, or actually she's asking, what is the age range? You know, are these, is there mostly a specific age of a group of people that you're finding are dealing with this more than others?
Our range is 18 to 79 years old.
Wow.
I will say they sort of run in clumps, so maybe 22 to 23 is a popular range, age 28, then we see 38, then we'll see 51 to 55, and then over 62. So that's kind of the buckets that our population would drop into.
Right. And listeners, we are doing an interview presently with Wendy of Luna Living Recovery, which is located in the Bainbridge, Ohio area. In fact, Bainbridge is, I would have to say, an old stomping ground for me. The Bainbridge-Auburn area actually is where my where I lived, and my children went to Kenston High School. And later on in the Chagrin area at the Chagrin Falls High School. So, and I know that there's a lot of things that go on, you know, in an area surrounding location that people aren't even aware of. And so this question is, are people coming to you from elsewhere, or is the majority coming from the surrounding areas?
50% of the guests I have in-house right now are out of state. So we do have people travel from everywhere, from the New England states to California to come to see us. And then also local to this, you know, suburban local to our facility, but also Ohio. You know, the thing about addiction is that it doesn't discriminate from the White House to the crack house. Nobody's immune. No zip code is safe because addiction is a biochemical brain hijacking, right? And that hijacking happens over a number of years until finally it manifests in a way that the behavior is one that none of us like. And so the ability to clean that up quickly, again, is quite advantageous, not only to the guests who are participating in the program, but also to their families who they themselves then, right, have gone through quite a bit as they've watched their loved ones deteriorate over some period of time for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a belief, I just want to say, we have a belief that addiction is much like a brain injury. By the time the disease has hijacked the brain to the point where things are bad, the brain is actually injured. And if you were to take a scan of the brain, the brain of the addict would look like someone who's had repeated concussion damage. And so the one thing about why treatment doesn't work very well right now is we send people away for 30, 60, or 90 days, and then we somehow expect that a brain injury is going to be healed. And without really resourcing the brain in a way so it can even begin to heal, which is more like a two-year process, you won't see any kind of real success, which is why the traditional protocols aren't working very well.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that makes so much sense. Here is Sue. She's finding the information really informative. She herself is not experiencing things, but she is around some individuals who do. And it's wonderful to be hearing about something in the area that is along the line of what you're doing, meaning you. I'd like to just pick out some comments like that too, because it's a wonderful support when we hear that people appreciate this kind of help, and especially whenever they are connected with people who are having issues and they know that they can share this kind of information, which leads us to ask, so when someone is feeling like they would like to either seek out the services or just make a connection, how do most people end up doing that?
Most people will make a phone call in and have a phone consultation with us to determine if this is a program that they would be included in. And I mean, they go through a brief medical screening on the phone. There's very few things that would exclude them, but there are some things. Then when they do come in for an initial visit with us, it's about 2.5 hours. So my medical team here, I have a doctor who is board certified in psychiatry, functional medicine, and obesity and neurobiology. I have a board certified neurologist, and we have nurse practitioners working at this facility. So there's quite an exhaustive medical exam that goes along, not just to look at the addiction, but to really look at the whole individual. It starts with a nutritional hair screening. So in 15 minutes, we test your hair, and we would know that you have what the vitamin deficiencies, amino acid, mineral deficiencies, toxicity levels, if you have a parasite.
Awesome.
So we want to be able to clean things up. We use DNA testing, for example, to determine if you're dual diagnosis and you have anxiety, depression, along with your addiction, and few people do not have those things. I mean, usually it comes as a package.
Right.
What would be the right psych meds for you to be on, so we're not playing this guessing game where we're going to put somebody on something that makes them feel worse. So we use DNA testing for that. And at the end of 10 days of their detox, at that point then, after the brain's on a path of healing and restoration, we do neurotransmitter tests, see what is going on and how can we now improve upon the outcome even more, so that as people are moving forward with their therapy, which is highly focused on trauma, and then neurofeedback, which is focused on just day-to-day stress, they can get the maximum result from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say this, and I know Tom, having the opportunity to have connected more directly and actually be speaking with you before I ever have, this is one of the very things that, we have always felt very strongly about, and that is that when certain things are going on within our bodies, minds, and spirits, that when we come from looking at it from a whole aspect, meaning our entire being, not just a part, and we look at the nutritional factors, because again, through these 25 years of educating the public and connecting with people like we have, it's been an amazing journey. And we have met people who were actually working in a nutritional way with people to help them totally, detox and rebalance their body and basically help their body to get back to homeostasis. And in order to do that, you have to do certain things that are going to really help and assist the body to do that. And it's in the midst of so many crazy things going on out there, there are wonderful things that are happening, like, this that you're doing, because you're helping people in a way that is going to reset themselves, for the rest of their life and not just for a temporary, month, 2 months, couple years or whatever. It's about getting the body and the mind and the spirit back in order. So I just personally want to say, you know, congratulations. It's wonderful that you're there and that you're doing what you're doing. And it's been, you know, just a wonderful opportunity to share with people. So, Wendy, when someone hears this and they want to get in touch with you, what's the best number that they can do that?
You can call us at 440-703-0940. We are open 7 days a week, so Mondays through Friday we are open from 7 to 4, and on weekends we are open from 8 to 2.
Uh-huh. And again, what is the location? I mean, is it okay for you to give the location, or do you?
We are located at 8535 Tanglewood Square, which is right at the intersection of Route 306 and 422, and we are conveniently tucked around back of the Giant Eagle, so that it's kind of hard to find us if you're not looking for us, and which again provides for the, you know, for the right level of privacy. I will say that we are designed to be to have a very an improved experience than what you would sometimes find in a traditional detox center. I mean, we have a 6,600 square foot facility. We have private guest suites.
Wow.
We have a full commercial kitchen. All the food that we do here is gluten free, sugar free, 5-star. The experience itself is designed to be a healing one, and the staff here really, we really help to love our guests back into the wholeness and greatness that we know is there, despite the fact that they've been suffering from the disease. And so it's very zen-like here, and it's definitely a zone of no judgment whatsoever. And doing that allows people to heal their mind, body, and their soul. And so, again, when we address the physiological component of the brain hijacking very early on, it leaves a lot of room for us to do other good therapeutic work. And we're excited about that and very, very excited about our results.
Well, again, you know, I know people who are hearing this now who will be hearing it, because what's wonderful about doing this live interview is that it's being recorded at the same time and will be available for people 24/7 to just click on and listen to, which we will get you the link for that as well. But Wendy, I'd like to kind of end by just saying to listeners too, that, and I want to say this out of the fact that sometimes, you know, when somebody's hearing a conversation, you know, they may not realize that the person themselves who's behind this conversation, you know, is one who has experienced it for themselves. And, you know, I just want to mention for those who didn't tune in from the very beginning that Wendy, who is the Chief Executive Officer and Founding Partner of Luna Living Recovery, you know, it's been more than, the way she has put it in our information, 29 years since she woke up downtown in an unfamiliar basement and decided the way that she was living wasn't for her anymore. After 10 painful years of addiction, her life and body were in shambles. I had allowed drinking and cocaine to steamroll me. I wasn't in control of anything, et cetera, et cetera. So this is, it sounds like this is absolutely a mission, you know, for you, having, you know, been that you yourself have walked through such an experience. And what better way, not that I, you know, I would have loved to have been able to have you not go through what you went through, but the fact that you did, I'm sure that, you know, it lends to many, many things as you're moving forward and doing what you're doing with people. So I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you so much. I am lucky
to
be alive, for sure.
Yes, yes, you know, and we all realize when we go through these different things that there is truly a purpose for every single thing. And there's so many songs out there, and I'm sure that you know some of them. And one has been hovering around me lately because I'm actually doing working with a voice teacher, something I've been wanting to do for years. And one of the songs is The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston. You know, that it's an amazing song. Oh my God, amazing song. So, and but I'd like to just close with that and say that you know, when I make my trips back to Ohio, as I travel around, I will definitely make it a point to connect also, so that I can meet you all. And you're literally living, you know, right in the backyard of where I used to live when you gave the address of Tanglewood there.
Well, you should definitely make a point of coming, because we do we also do a lot of wellness work here. So we have a lot of guests who are in for just 3 days of the NAD treatment, which is has inspiring results for anybody with any kind of chronic fatigue or autoimmune diseases. So Lyme disease,
yes,
for example. So
yes,
anybody who's got a lot, who's tired and depleted, a little 3-day Friday, Saturday, Sunday pick me up would be a good one, and we'd welcome you to come visit our facility for that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, my mind started to work when I read the information originally of, you know, of people to share it with. And of course, I do want to say that you are going to be in this upcoming issue of the Healthy Referral newspaper, which people will be able to actually see that information in there as well. So we're excited about having you be a part of this upcoming fall issue.
All right, thank you.
So, you're welcome. Wendy, can you go ahead and give the phone number one more time? And listeners, feel free to call. Don't hesitate. You know, you're welcome to just call and ask questions. There's no obligation whatsoever. So go ahead, Wendy.
440-703-0940. And I just want to add that I was an addict from the time I was 15 to 27. So I have a lot of experience with young adults and can connect really well with them. But I also have a long career of being the resident executive sober coach. So I understand what it looks like at an executive level too, to be struggling with an addiction, and for all people to just feel optionless. And that is the gift that we at Luna Living have every day, is we come to work every day knowing that we now provide a new unique option for people who are optionless. And I don't think there's a better gift than that when it comes to going to work. So,
absolutely. I would agree 100%, Wendy. Absolutely. All right. Well, you have a great, great weekend. And we will send you the link so that you can, you know, share and do what you would like with it. It's a great promotional piece for yourself. So we're happy that we were able to do it. And I'm sure we'll talk soon, and Tom will see you at some point.
All right, you have a blessed weekend. Thank you.
You too. Okay, Wendy, thank you. And listeners, thank you for tuning in to Mind to Body and Spirit Radio Show. It is always a treat to have you with us. And thanks for your emails and your calls, et cetera, et cetera. We will see you next week, same time, here on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. Be well, and we'll talk to you soon.